back to Matt and Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Just want to respond briefly to Jack and then go back to the lines. Jack, that was magnificent. That really was that right on the money. These guys tried to overthrow the government, and this was orchestrated by Trump and Giuliani and a number of Republican senators and congressmen. And people in the Republican Party obviously don't want to believe it, but even people in good faith like Jack will then offer things that have been on the internet. I pointed out that the internet, a lot of what's on there, the more controversial divisive stuff, is put on by Iran, Russia, and China. And, you know, they'll do it on the left and the right. There are people on the left who will say, oh, look what the right did. Most of this stuff on both sides is baloney. Do not believe anything you see on the internet until you see it confirmed several times in other media that you trust. But in any event, you made a very good point, Jack, and that is Fox News, which is the go-to station for Republicans, didn't even broadcast the first one, the kickoff on prime time. They didn't broadcast it. Now they are broadcasting it, but what they do is they'll just sit there with sort of snide comments and spread things like, well, the FBI orchestrated and all this. Just look at the video. Those guys weren't orchestrated by the FBI, the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo, the rest of them, the Oath Keepers. They just were not. These were people who Trump had ginned up very irresponsibly, and it resulted in deaths. And it resulted in a concerted effort. It was not the FBI that called Rusty Bauer of Arizona and said, just declare that there's something wrong with the vote. That was Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, the lawyer for Trump. And Trump. It was not the FBI that called Brad Raffensperger and said, come up with 11,570 votes or you may get criminally prosecuted. That was not the FBI. That was Donald Trump. And I could go around every state in the country saying the same thing. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Oh, a couple people, Ron Johnson and I believe Mr. Bowers from Arizona. Wasn't that somehow Ron Johnson's shown off that new technology, a phone you can talk on that's not even on? But interesting, the gentleman from Arizona, about 50 minutes before all of this started yesterday, from what I understand, the former president was on the attack on him. Isn't that kind of a form of
right.
a witness?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't that special. That was just great. But to him, I'm not that greatly impressed, because here's the thing. All these people said they'd vote for the man again. Given all, if I would have been Adam Schiff there, I said, given all the testimony you've given, all of you, would you still vote for this guy? I mean, you've all said basically what the judge said last week. You're clear and present danger to the country. So when you finally come around after months and months of this thing brewing, and the country coming apart at the seams, I'm not all that impressed.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point. Let me also kind of put this in context. Obviously, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss are not going to vote for Trump. And obviously, you know, Adam Schiff is not. But the three people who voted, Brad Raffensperger, Rusty Bauer, and Gabe Sterling, were Republicans. Now, in fairness, though, I do not remember Gabe Sterling saying he'd vote for Trump again. He might, but, you know, he's a Georgia guy. But Brad Raffensperger did vote for Trump. I think what they said is, did you hope that Trump would win? And Raffensperger said yes, and so did Rusty Bauer. Whether they'd vote for them again, that was not asked directly. You're inferring that, and it's a reasonable inference that if they want them to vote, they want them to win in 2020, they want them to win in 2024. That said, it would depend on who the Democrat nominee is. I'm assuming it's Joe Biden. I hope it is. I think he's a very good president. I was one of his early supporters in Wisconsin. When everybody out there, all of you, don't deny it, were for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, I was for Joe Biden. I was very glad I was for Joe Biden. He was the only Democrat that could have beaten Trump. Thank God we got Trump out of there. Would Rusty Bauer and Brad Raffensperger vote for Trump in 2024? I don't know. They didn't say that. They did say that they wished he'd won. They did say that. Who knows? but they stood tall. And either one of them could have caved. I mean, Brad Raffensperger, his widowed daughter-in-law, son died of cancer. Widowed daughter-in-law has her home invaded. Has her home broken into? Rusty Bauer's dying daughter of cancer has to listen to armed guys with megaphones outside the house shouting terrible things about her father. And you're right, Dick. Trump, just a few minutes before the thing convened yesterday, attacked Rusty Bauer again. The guy is sort of a Putin type of guy, Trump is, a Putin lover. He's a Putin lover. Okay, we're going to go beyond just for now. This is something I've got to talk about. The clowns in Uvalde. The clowns in Uvalde. They had a revelation. They had a revelation. The testimony of the guy who was the director of safety for the state of Texas. His name is Steve McCraw. Testified, and he was angry, and I'm angry, that the police officers at Uvalde could have killed that gunman 3 minutes after he entered the building, likely before any child was killed. 3 minutes. It turns out that the door was not locked into the classroom. It could only lock from the outside. It was not locked. It was not locked. The police chief for that area, the school, lied and said that he tried it many, many times. He tried many, many keys. He was lying. It was not locked. It could only be locked from the outside, and it was not locked. His name is Peter Arredondo, and he was afraid that he would be shot. So he told all his officers, stay down the hall. And they could hear the gunfire in there. They could hear the gunfire. And it was an hour and 14 minutes, 74 or 75 minutes. And they kept saying, well, we have him barricaded. Yeah, you have him barricaded with 19 little ones and two teachers. And fathers would come up and say, I'm going to go in there and get him. And they threw him on the ground and handcuffed him. That's an arrest. They arrested the parents. They arrested the parents. They chickened out. Then he said he was waiting, Arredondo did, basically for somebody with some guts. But it turned out that they had a sniper rifle with them and they had a bullet shield. And they could have had thrown open the door with the sniper protected by the bullet shield and the other officer and shot the guy. Peter Arredondo has the blood of 19 little ones on his head. He has the blood of two good teachers on his head. Everybody said, oh, we want transparency. The state won't reveal the documents because the guy was not convicted. Why wasn't he convicted? Because he got killed. He got shot. That was a law that was intended to protect investigations when a guy hasn't been caught yet or convicted and he's on the run and you don't want to tip him off on what you know. But what if he's been killed? What if he's been killed? But Texas, no, that gives us another excuse to pull the wool over people's eyes. Stephen McCraw, the Texas Department of Public Safety director, stood tall. Arredondo should be submitted to a grand jury. When 19 little ones get done gunned down and you chickened out and didn't do your job, put them in jail. And every other officer on there should be fired. Anybody with a decent sense of humanity would have gone in there, just thrown open the door. Well, the guy then directed his attention out in the hallway and didn't kill the little ones. Absolutely disgusting. Go to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.